Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Anita Anand with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's G20 motto, Vasudev Kutumbakam, captures the outlook that when we work together, we progress together, leaving no one behind. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says expectations are very high in terms of what G20 is able to produce in meeting challenges of the world. Festival of Janmashtami being celebrated in several parts of the country today. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan and Bangladesh to play their first Super 4 match at Lahore this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's economy has been a global bright spot for a long time and it will continue even if the world is facing the multidimensional impact of the conflicts. Ahead of the G20 summit to be held in New Delhi from 9th of September, the Prime Minister shared his vision for India's role in a world driven by geopolitical uncertainties, the need for credible global institutions, and dangers from financially irresponsible policies. In an interview with a private media organization in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that the government has followed the approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in the country over the last 9 years. He added that it has yielded great dividends in bringing the country together to pursue progress and deliver the fruits of growth to the last mile. The Prime Minister stressed today there is international recognition for the success of this model too. Pointing out India's vision for the G20 summit, the Prime Minister said our motto for the G20, Vasudev Kutumbakam, captures our outlook towards the G20 presidency aptly. He said, for India, the whole planet is like one family. Mr. Modi added that in any family, each member's future is deeply connected with that of every other member. So when we work together, we progress together, leaving none behind. Mr. Modi highlighted that when India laid out its agenda for the G20, it was welcomed universally because everyone knew that India would bring its proactive and positive approach to help find solutions for global issues. Mr. Modi added that as the G20 president, we are also launching a biofuel alliance that will help countries meet their energy needs while also empowering a planet-friendly circular economy. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar has credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for India's changed attitude at international fora, a reason for India finding its place at the high table of diplomacy. In an interview to a news agency, he spoke on India taking up the voice of the Global South to G20. The minister said that no other presidency had aimed at getting developing countries together. Dr. Jaishankar said India has a special responsibility in this changing world scenario.
It's a mindset of the Prime Minister, it's a mindset of the BJP, it's a mindset of the government. And the mindset is a more democratic mindset. A mindset where you feel it should not be a small clique in one city which controls everything, so it is by me, for me, about me. Which we felt was the way it has happened in the past. So, and in that sense, the whole idea is to democratize the G20, to make it much more participative, to give different cities, different states, different professions and generations.
The External Affairs Minister said that he hoped that the G20 nations would understand their responsibilities to other countries. He expressed confidence that every one of the G20 coming to Delhi will understand the responsibility that they bear. Dr. Jaishankar said that G20 is not the arena for power politics. He refuted claims that New Delhi is leaning more towards Washington lately. Dr. Jaishankar said today India is identified as a democratic, pluralistic and developing country. He said a lot of countries identify with India as a developing country and many identify India as a pluralistic country. The minister said we see many institutional cultural similarities, so different people in the world identify with us. He said diplomacy and international relations is very competitive exercise. He said but even in diplomacy there are occasions when you are competitive there and occasions where you are cooperative. Dr. Jayashankar said G20 is very much a collaborative forum, speaking on the upcoming bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Joe Biden. Jayashankar said that both countries would look forward to building up on the basis of a very strong state visit of PM Modi to the US. Delhi Traffic Police has clarified that during G20 summit from 8th to 10th of this month, the whole of Delhi will be open except for some areas. Delhi Traffic Police has said that only a particular area in New Delhi district where the G20 summit is being organized has been restricted. The police official said that it has come to the attention that some news agencies are misinterpreting and miscommunicating the restrictions that are to be imposed in New Delhi area during the G20 summit. The traffic police requested news agencies to publish accurate details in full consonance with departments' advisories so that there is no room left for any ambiguity. The officials also requested citizens not to pay attention to rumours and visit the official website of the department for latest update. The Delhi Metro train services will start from 4 in the morning from terminal stations of all lines for 3 days from 8th to 10th of this month. DMRC said the trains will run with a frequency of 30 minutes on all the lines till 6 a.m. After 6 a.m., metro trains will run as per the normal timetable throughout the day on all lines. All metro stations will remain open for the general public from 8 to 10th of September except Supreme Court Metro Station, where no boarding or deboarding of passengers will be allowed on 9th and 10th of September due to security constraints. DMRC said, however, as and when directed by the security agencies, entry or exit at some stations may be regulated for a brief period in New Delhi district on 9th and 10th September to facilitate the movement of VVIP delegations. Parking at all metro stations will also continue to remain available as usual except 3 metro stations falling in the New Delhi district. Parking at these 3 stations, namely Supreme Court, Patel Chowk and Ramakrishna Ashram Marg, will remain closed from 4 a.m. of 8 September till 12 p.m. of 11 September 2023. The Delhi Metro has appealed to passengers to extend all possible cooperation in smooth running of its metro services and follow the instructions of station staff and guidelines issued by the authorities. For regular updates regarding metro services, passengers have been advised to follow DMRC's official social media handles along with Delhi Metro Rail app and Delhi Metro website. Passengers are also advised to use DMRC travel app for instant booking of QR tickets for travel in metro, eliminating the need to go to ticket counters and stand in queue. The 18th G20 Leaders Summit in New Delhi will be a culmination of all the G20 processes and meetings held throughout the year among ministers, senior officials and civil societies. Preparations have been completed and leaders have started arriving in the city. Today we have a look at the cuisines being prepared for the delegates and guests. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The menu for the visiting delegates will be dominated by local Indian flavors. G20 India Special Secretary Muktesh Pardesi said, chefs are working diligently to craft a menu encapsulating the essence of India's rich culinary heritage. The menu features innovative dishes made from millets and diverse street food. Premier hotels in the city are also preparing to create unique cuisines that uses millets in variety of dishes, including several fusion cuisines. They are presenting both Indian and foreign component in food to the foreign delegation. The foods and desserts which will be served to the world leaders include ragi dosa, ragi laddus, barley kheer, ragi paniyaram, bajri kheer, bhapadoi, kaju matar makhana. Foreign guests will also get to taste golgappa, dahi bhalla, samosas and spicy chaat. With Sushil Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Kolhapuri Chappal and Pethani Sari from Maharashtra are set to feature at the Crafts Bazaar during the G20 summit in New Delhi. Crafts Bazaar exhibition cum sale is being set up in Bharat Mandapam, Pragati Maidan from 8th to 10th of September 2023. The Kolhapuri Chappals originating from Maharashtra are meticulously handcrafted leather slippers. These locally tanned slippers acquire their authentic touch through the use of vegetable dyes. Pethani Sari, known as the Mahavastra of the state of Maharashtra, is known for its rich, vibrant colours woven in pure silk and gold zari. The birthplace of Pethani is the medieval town of Pathan, located on the banks of River Godavari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the magnificent Nataraj statue at Bharat Mandapam brings to life aspects of the rich history and culture of India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, as the world gathers for the G20 summit, the statue will stand as a testament to India's age-old artistry and traditions. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Indonesia from today to attend the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and 18th East Asia Summit. The two summits will be hosted in Jakarta by Indonesia, the current chair of ASEAN, tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs, Saurabh Kumar, said the 20th ASEAN-India Summit is the first one after the elevation of India-ASEAN relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership last year.
At the invitation of the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Mr. Joko Widodo, Prime Minister will visit Jakarta for the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and the 18th East Asia Summit, scheduled for the 7th of September. Prime Minister will participate in the ASEAN-India Summit along with heads of state or government of the ASEAN member states. Prime Minister will depart Delhi on the night of 6th September and return evening on the 7th September.
Krishna Janmashtami, a festival celebrated to commemorate Lord Krishna's birth anniversary, is being celebrated in several parts of the country today. In some parts, it will be celebrated tomorrow also. The festival holds a great significance for devotees who observe fast, offer prayers and decorate temples with lights and flowers. This is Lord Krishna's 5,250th birth anniversary. He is believed to have been born on Ashtami Tithi of Krishna Paksh in the month of Bhadrapad. Our Patna correspondent has filed this report.
Special devotional and religious functions being organized at temples in Patna and other cities in the state. Different social and religious organizations are also holding Krishna Leela, Ras Leela and cultural programs on this occasion. In most of the places, devotees will observe fast tomorrow. In Patna, the famous Sri Radha Banke Bihari ISKCON temple will celebrate the festival tomorrow. Arrangements have been made for Krishna Janmotsav with special sringar of Lord Krishna. At some places, Dahi Handi competitions are also being held. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Asia Cup cricket, the first Super Fours encounter between Pakistan and Bangladesh will be played this evening at Lahore. India and Sri Lanka are the other teams in the Super Fours. India will play its first Super Four match against Pakistan this Sunday. Sri Lanka qualified for the Super Fours yesterday. In a close-fought Group B match last night, Sri Lanka defeated Afghanistan by 2 runs. In the US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden have entered the men's doubles final. The duo defeated American pair of Natalia Lemons and Jack San Vitro in the quarterfinal by 7-6-6-1 in New York. In men's singles, Novak Djokovic powered into the record 47th Grand Slam semifinal, defeating American 9 seed Taylor Fritz in straight sets. In another match, Ben Shelton defeated 10 seed Frances Tiafoe. In women's singles, American teenager Coco Gauff reached her first U.S. Open semifinal, beating Yelena Ostapenko of Latvia. Karolina Mokhova of Czech Republic also entered the semis, defeating Sorana Cîrstea of Romania. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's G20 motto, Vasudev Kutumbakam, captures the outlook that when we work together, we progress together, leaving no one behind. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar says expectations are very high in terms of what G20 is able to produce in meeting challenges of the world. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan and Bangladesh to play their first Super 4 match in Lahore this afternoon, and the festival of Janmashtami being celebrated in several parts of the country today. And that is the end of the midday news.